The next patient is Glenn Gable. The last name is G-A-B-L-E. First name Glenn, G-L-E-E-N-N. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white male that is a patient at the neuro-restorative facility in Huachula. Neuro, N-E-U-R-O, restorative, R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T-I-V-E, facility in Huachula, W-A-U-C-H-U-L-A, Florida. That has been referred by Dr. Benjaminson, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N-S-O-N, for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a history of a seizure disorder, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, sleep apnea, a traumatic brain injury that is manifested by seizures. The patient had an ultrasound of the kidney in which the right kidney measures 10.8 centimeters in length and the left kidney is 14.2 centimeters in length. There was no evidence of discrete renal masses or calcifications or obstructions, and there was no evidence of hydronephrosis. The patient has had a kidney function that is stable. In the last visit to the hospital that was generated on January 20th of 2024 by a chest pain, the laboratory workup at the hospital showed that the patient had a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 22, and an estimated GFR of 61.2. At that time, the blood sugar was 162. We don't have a hemoglobin A1C. And I don't have urine results. It's difficult for me to complete assessments without the laboratory workup that was ordered. We are going to get in touch with the facility and we are going to send the orders of the laboratory workup for the next appointment. All the information that we have apparently couldn't be sent because the number that we have was for Sarasota, Florida. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism. Following number, the patient is a newly diagnosed diabetic that is taken metformin 500 milligrams POBID without a hemoglobin A1C. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that has been compensated. And as mentioned before, we are going to get the adequate workup to continue and have the assessment updated in this particular case. I invested 6 minutes of the time, 12 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory and the visit to the hospital. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 9 minutes.